Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Visitation for Officer Craig Lehner begins today in Hamburg at 3 in the afternoon. We're joined now by Gina Browning of the SPCA, and you might be wondering why Gina's joining us now to talk about the visitation. Well, it's because there will be therapy dogs at the Lehner viewing. Gina, thanks for joining us, and could you kind of give us an idea of why these therapy dogs were invited to come along today and tomorrow?
Yeah, this is something that we've been doing through our Paws for Love program for decades. We've had trained dogs and their handlers visit nursing homes and hospitals and rehab facilities. But recently, throughout the nation, there has been a movement to bring therapy dogs to funeral parlors. And it started as just a small idea. The idea started catching fire to the point that in June, the National Funeral Directors Association conducted a nationwide survey that said more than half of people making memorial service or funeral arrangements would like therapy dogs at the memorial services or at the funerals. So we started doing this last year at funeral parlors, and for this particular event, our coordinator of the program reached out to the funeral parlor, asked them to ask the family of the officer, would they be interested in having therapy dogs at the memorial services or at the wake? They were extremely interested. So we've got about 46 dogs working hourly shifts who will be at the wake today, and about another 50 who will be at the wake tomorrow.
Wow. So they provide comfort, right?
They absolutely do. And it's not just to feel good. I mean, no one's walking in there thinking that this makes everything better. But what animals can do is provide a comfort that you may be unable to get that comfort any other way. There are colleges who welcome dogs in because it eases anxiety during exam times. There are court systems who ask that dogs come in because it helps if children have to testify or if victims of domestic violence are suffering at the Family Justice Center. We bring our therapy dogs in. So there are proven results with this that it just helps ease some pain. It elevates mood levels. This is people are distraught these days over these next 2 days, and we just want our animals there to provide some comfort. Again, these are not random volunteers that we ask to show up with random animals. These are trained therapy volunteers with trained therapy dogs. They have been taught to learn and see if people are a little uncomfortable with animals being there. That's when they know to move away. They know that with some of the canines who are undoubtedly going to be showing up, they know to keep their therapy dogs away from the canine dogs. But, you know, the canine dogs who may be there are there for a very different reason. These aren't dogs to walk up to and to pet and to cuddle. That's not why the canine dogs are there. That's why the therapy dogs are there.
Now, how much of the idea to bring therapy dogs to the visitation today and tomorrow came from Lehner's involvement in the canine unit?
Well, I think that clearly this man loved animals, and that's all that we're hearing about is the bond that existed between him and the dog, and that is not uncommon between a canine handler and an animal. The bond is very deep. It's a very intense bond. That's why we're hearing so much about how hard it may be to place the dog with another canine handler. Clearly, he got that love from somewhere. He picked it up from somewhere. So if this is a family who loves animals and who has traditionally loved animals, it almost makes perfect sense. The fact that we put the call out to our volunteers and within about 15 minutes had more than 70 people responding, I mean, it shows that this is a community that works together.
That is amazing. And Gina, can you talk about the decision? We heard that they will be including Shield, the canine dog of Officer Lehner. He will be used as a significant role in Wednesday's funeral. Why do you think that's so important?
Well, I know clearly there's a symbolism there, and it's something for all of us to learn from, the importance of this dog in his life. But I guess when it comes to, well, you're asking the wrong person, because I think that there is definitely a level of understanding on the part of the dog with what's going on. And
so you think the dog is grieving?
I think you're right. And I think that that dog knows that there's something going on, and this process might be just as important to the dog as it is to the family members and friends of this officer who were aware of that bond and the intensity of that bond. So I think it's mutually beneficial. It's such a sad situation. Any way of providing comfort, it's just so important. And the symbolism of having the dog there means a lot to us. I also think that being part of it is going to somehow bring this to a level of understanding for the dog.
All right, that is Gina Browning of the SPCA joining us, talking about the visitation happening today and tomorrow for Officer Craig Lehner. There will be about 70 therapy dogs working between today and tomorrow, helping people cope with what's been a very sad week and a half.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.